Americans in Mazatlan. In the morning before 10, the beaches are empty, except for romantics, beachcombers, and elderly walking their dogs. Around this place, people stay up late, dance into the late hours, have a few too many drinks, keep everyone at the hotel awake as they stumble down hallways with all too many doors looking the same. The Malecón is a wide sidewalk that runs from Valentino's to the centro of Mazatlan. It parallels the beach and gives ample room for bicycles, walkers, joggers, hand holders, pet walkers, photographers, street hustlers, tourists, and locals. The thoroughfare is level, the potholes far and few between, and if you wish, you can take concrete steps down to the beach and feel sand between your toes. It reminds me of the Rambla in Montevideo, though the sunlight in Mazatlan is more intense than sunlight in Montevideo. At breakfast, our conversation is about relocating to Mexico from America and Americans. "You don't want to be around Americans," Dave insists. What he says is understandable, but we are Americans. It sticks on us like a glove. You can change your clothes, work on your accent, hang out with the locals, smoke non-filter cigarettes, and eat shrimp till your eyes bulge, but you will always be a gringo. You can take Americans out of their country, but you can't take America out of Americans. Being an American doesn't prohibit you from enjoying Mazatlan for as long as you want to stay. As long as you're spending green dollars, there's tolerance here for you. People here might not like Americans, but they love our American money.